Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday afternoon, March 10, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of science news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Mining for profits, the top gold stocks to watch in 2025. Gold prices have surged about 40% since January and are predicted to top at least $3,100 per ounce by the end of 2025, driven by factors like rising inflation and global trade war fears. Sydney Resources is positioned to benefit from this surge, with a flagship project in Idaho showing promising results. Newmont Corporation reported impressive results for 2024, focusing on streamlining operations and increasing shareholder value. Kinross Gold Corporation also had a strong year, with increased revenue and production outlook. Barrick Gold Corporation's president recently upped his stake in the company, showing confidence in the future. Investors are eyeing these top gold stocks for potential growth amidst the current market conditions. Walking, moving more may lower risk of cardiovascular death for women with cancer history. Increased physical activity, including taking more daily steps, was linked to a lower risk of death from cardiovascular disease among postmenopausal women with a history of cancer. Engaging in 1 hour per day of moderate to vigorous physical activity reduced participants' risk of death from any cause by 40% and risk of death from cardiovascular disease by 60%. Each additional 2,500 steps per day was associated with a 34% reduction in risk of death from cardiovascular disease. Cancer survivors are at an increased risk of cardiovascular disease mortality, and encouraging them to be more active and sit less could help prolong survivorship. These findings add to the understanding of managing health and promoting longevity after a cancer diagnosis. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.